This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. This from KXII.com. Tom Geftos and Dorothy Sadovic with the bylines. From Monroe, Michigan, a reported Bigfoot sighting has become the talk of the town, even prompting a local pot dispensary to offer a discount. The Bigfoot sighting allegedly happened near La Plaisance Road in Monroe County, Michigan, in May. A 47-year-old man, referred to as Edward, said he was bow fishing with his 12-year-old son when they heard rustling in a tree, followed by a huge thud of something hitting the ground. Edward said a big, heavy animal hit the ground and crouched before it started to move toward them. Edward says his dog then went after the creature, which ran off. The dog chased it up a slope before he could get his dog back. The creature appeared to be a large primate, about 6 feet tall, with dark fur, had two legs in a hunched position. Edward's son said in the report it was as big as a bear but looked like a gorilla. The encounter lasted about 10 seconds. Neither of them thought about taking a picture. Okay. I've heard a lot of talk about it. In fact, when I first heard about it, I was in Baltimore. Monroe resident Bob said, I heard about it and I thought, oh my gosh, I leave for a week and look what happens. Bigfoot shows up. One local pot dispensary is capitalizing on the publicity by offering a discount for anyone who brings in photographic proof of Bigfoot. Unique Cannabis has a sign outside of their store that says, quote, bring photo proof of Bigfoot for a free pre-roll, unquote.
I don't know what that, does that mean so they make it for you?
It's a rolled-up joint.
Oh. Well.
It's a pre-rolled joint.
I don't know anything.
Young people have told me this.
Drip.
I don't know how I know this. This is not the first time a reported sighting of Bigfoot has occurred in Monroe, Michigan. Apparently, stories of the Monroe Bigfoot have existed since the 1960s. As of yet, no photographic proof. Because, again, when you're out, no one's got a camera when they're out anymore. You'd never think to take a picture of this large gorilla-like creature crouched in a tree that your dog chased.
What happened, sir? Well, man, we went to Unique and we got some stuff. I'm not going to talk about that. But then we went in the forest and we were doing stuff. And then all of a sudden, kaboom, a big, like, looked like my dad fell out of a tree.
It's like Bigfoot, man.
Yeah, man. So it's like we didn't take a picture because the pictures steal your souls, man. You don't understand. We're in the Matrix.
I would just think that by now someone would have caught a picture of him.
That's my biggest criticism of the whole thing. And man, nothing gets Bigfoot Sasquatch enthusiasts more angry than that question. And I'm not trying
Why no one's managed to get a photo yet?
Exactly.
Really?
Yes. Because it's like, hey, flat earthers, I have like one piece of proof and it's incontrovertible. Sorry. And they're like, you don't understand, man. I'm like, oh, you're right. I don't.
Calvin.
See, what you guys aren't understanding, Shane and Craig, is the prevailing theory is that Bigfoot is not actually a terrestrial creature but a interdimensional being, and that's why no one can find him, is because he travels time and space through portals.
Of course he does.
Bigfoot isn't out there, man. You gotta find the Bigfoot in your heart.
I would be more likely to believe that he was a vampire and he doesn't show up in mirrors and therefore you cannot catch an image of him on a camera.
Just go home and watch Dark Shadows. My God.
You know where I'll be this afternoon. All right, that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.